The new software was added to an MRI machine the hospital bought earlier this year. A spokesperson says the setup cost $1.7 million. The School of Medicine's chief of neurosurgery, Scott Litofsky, says the uses of fMRIs have been around for a couple of decades in the field of scientific research. He says the focus on patient care is relatively new.
We can see exactly what parts of the brain are involved with a number of different types of brain function.
Andrew Crum says he had a brain tumor that was located on the edge of his motor skills area. Crum is a farmer. He says without his motor movement, he would not be able to work. By detecting differences in blood oxygenation and flow in the brain, the functional MRI told his doctor exactly how much of Crum's tumor they could remove without impairing any of the eloquent areas of his brain.
That helped them to know where and where not they could cut. If they cut too deep right there, within just a little, you couldn't use your right side because the left side of the brain controls the right side. And this told them a lot closer where they could go.
Crum says he has 5 more treatments of radiation before the doctors can tell him if the tumor is completely gone. MU physicians use the fMRIs at the hospital's new Missouri Neuroscience Center. Elena O'Connell, KBIA News.